And the time is now 8:21 here on WGBH's Morning Edition. And joining me, as she has been on Monday mornings, is journalist Maria Hinojosa. She's in San Francisco this morning. Good morning, Maria.
Bright and early, Bob. Good morning, everyone.
Well, we begin with a very sad bit of news this morning. Breaking news overnight of the death, apparently, of a major star in Mexican-American music, Jenny Rivera, who apparently died in a plane crash in Mexico. Maria, what is the impact of this death on the Latino world?
You know, Jenny Rivera really was a star. She was born in the United States to Mexican parents who emigrated, was raised in California. She played the kind of music known as banda or grupero. But what's important about Jenny Rivera is she was incredibly honest about her struggles and her life of trying to be a successful performer. She had a reality show where she talked about this, and so beyond her music and the impact that her music had, what really resonated with so many Latina women following her was her honesty, was the fact that she would talk about the problems that she was having emotionally or in believing in herself or trusting her voice. And when you think about it, Bob, Latina teenagers in the United States have the highest rate of attempted suicide. A lot of them are suffering from depression. Jenny Rivera talked about this, so in that case, it's not only a loss in terms of popular culture and her music, it's a loss in terms of young women having somebody who they can look up to, who said, you know, I made it through, I struggled, and she dies in this horrific way. It's a really very, very sad story.
Yes, and NPR will be having a profile of Jenny Rivera coming up in just about 15 minutes here on Morning Edition. But this morning, we're once again talking about immigration reform, and one may be surprised that immigration reform, not even Hispanic voters feel it's among the top four issues they face. In November exit polls, Hispanics identified the economy, health care, the deficit, and foreign policy as more important. But talk of immigration reform is gaining strength. Just last week, in his second major speech since leaving office, former President George W. Bush weighed in.
America can be a lawful society and a welcoming society at the same time. As our nation debates the proper course of action relating to immigration, I hope we do so with a benevolent spirit and keep in mind the contribution of immigrants.
Mr. Bush has said if he had to do it all over again, he would have made immigration a priority after the 2004 election. Does he have any influence in today's debate, Maria?
You know, Bob, it's going to sound trite, but the truth is that at this point, many people are going to be saying, you're offering too little, too late, Mr. President. Why didn't you speak up during the elections and take on your party at that point and urge this conversation then? Why didn't you push more forcefully when you were in office? You know, during the time that he was in office, detention centers for immigrants who had committed no crime essentially were popping up across the country. It is certainly an important gesture. But among non-Republican Latinos, as well as Latinos who are Republicans, I think that you can expect the same kind of, you know, rolling of the eyes as to why the former president speaks up now. And unless the president really, literally, Bob, is going to be knocking on the doors of members of Congress on Capitol Hill, then this is just a statement and not much else, I think, in terms of heft.
Well, immigration reform is part of the daily conversation among some congressmen now. And this week, Representative Luis Gutierrez, a member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, will be meeting with Paul Ryan. The political realities point to the resounding Latino turnout for Democrats last month. And last week, Gutierrez had some advice for Republicans.
Before Latino audiences will listen to you as a candidate, you first cannot be mean, nasty, spirited towards immigrants. If you are, they shut you off. They dial it off.
Maria, does this mean mean, nasty talk? Is it just rhetoric or is it a true feeling among Latinos?
It's absolutely a true feeling among Latinos. This is exactly correct, increasingly more so. So that both things can exist at the same time, Bob. At the top of our segment, you mentioned how, you know, immigration is not the most important issue for Latinos in terms of the election. But when you talk about immigration, you know, Latinos are saying you cannot talk badly about members of our family who happen to be undocumented or friends who we know. At this point, remember that one in four Latinos know someone who has been detained or deported. So for them, these are not illegal aliens. They're not lawbreakers. These are friends. These are family. And actually, it's true for many Americans, for many people who live in the Boston area in Massachusetts. You may just not know that your neighbor or your coworker or your kid's best friend from school is undocumented. But among Latinos, this is the everyday talk of, you know, who was detained, who confronted immigration. So I think the message here is actually the meta message is more interesting in terms of the electoral power of the Latino vote and how they're trying to change the conversation. They're basically saying Latino voters are saying we need to change the narrative of how we are portrayed, how our family members are portrayed. And it is a very touchy issue, so they do take it very seriously.
And it seems like it's going to be an issue that is really going to be dominant as we contemplate 2016 and the election, the next presidential election coming up. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who's Cuban-American, was recently in, of all places, Iowa, talking about a typically Democratic theme.
The existence of a large and vibrant American middle class, that goes to the very essence of America's exceptional identity. You see, every country in the world has rich people, but only a few places have achieved a vibrant and stable middle class. And in the history of the world, none has been more vibrant and more stable than the great American middle class.
And Maria, a poll last week showed that Senator Rubio is narrowly leading a list of Republicans considering a run for president. And since Latinos tipped the scale for President Obama, could a Rubio candidacy be a game changer for the GOP?
Well, perhaps. But you know what I would warn, Bob, is that at this point there are many, many voters of all backgrounds who are saying, you know what, we need a break from candidates running for office. So be careful in terms of putting somebody out there right now as the big star that could just end up fizzling. There has been some critique as to the Republican Party kind of going with Marco Rubio as a just showing how shallow the pool is that they have to choose from. But clearly he's being groomed. The Republican Party is smart to be looking hard at him as a candidate. I think the real issue here is substance, real substance. It's not just enough to have someone who speaks Spanish, someone who has a name like Marco Rubio. It really is about substance to deliver for Latino voters. And as we know, they are increasingly becoming more and more sophisticated.
Oh, thank you for joining us, Maria Hinojosa. And of course, we're all mourning the loss of Jenny Rivera, and we'll be having much more on her death coming up in just a few minutes here on Morning Edition. But Maria, we'll be checking back with you next week to explore more issues facing the Latino community, and enjoy California while you're out there.
I'm here to give a speech on immigration, so I will do. But thanks for talking to you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Hasta luego.
Maria Hinojosa joining us Monday mornings right here on Morning Edition on WGBH.